From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, ahead of the Masters, golfer Rory McIlroy is busy planning the menu for the champs dinner, but comments he made in relation to wanting to enjoy the meal and not making it more Irish have caused a little controversy.
And I was trying to achieve something that I would enjoy, but also some, and ties back to experiences that I've had. But also wanted it to be something that all the other people in that room would enjoy as well. People keep asking me, why didn't you go more Irish? And I say, because I want to enjoy the dinner as well. So I tried to do a few things that I thought everyone would eat.
Yeah, that's Rory McIlroy, and you can hear the laugh and the laughter that erupts when he makes the comments that he wanted to enjoy the meal. Chef and restaurateur JP McMahon is with me here on the programme today. JP, what was your reaction when you heard that?
I suppose it's a bit disappointing. I mean, I think he might know a lot about golf, but I don't think he knows a lot about Irish food. And I mean, we've run a restaurant in here for 15 years. That's a Michelin star that only uses Irish produce. And I've written a cookbook that sold 50,000 copies on Irish food. So I think there's still that kind of hang up from colonization and the famine. And I think the less we play into it, I mean, maybe he was just being glib and having a joke about it. But I think that Irish food is... I can play just as well as Spanish, French, Italian or any other cuisine that we want to talk about these days.
But I don't think it's a slight at how Irish chefs cook the food or the kind of Irish food produce that we have. Is it not just more a comment about, you know, the type of dishes that we sort of associate as being typically Irish?
Yeah, but I think that association is quite stereotypical and quite jaded now, for me anyway. And I think he's playing into that. It's almost like he's hamming up the kind of, for the laugh, that Irish food is just potatoes and beef and cabbage. And I mean, you can reduce any national food to a stereotype and say, well, Spanish food is only rice or Italian food is only pasta. But I think it's much more complicated than that. And I'm sure if he wanted to, he could explore it. And like, from looking at his menu, it doesn't look like it's the most adventurous menu in the world.
Let's maybe give listeners a little flavour. So all of these golfing greats, right, they're going to sit down and they're tucking into appetizers of peach and ricotta flatbread, rock shrimp tempura, bacon wrapped dates. Now, I wouldn't thank you for that. Grilled elk sliders for starters. And this is followed by yellowfin tuna carpaccio. This is all for the first course. Now, it'd be all out game for that. Then you have a choice of Wagyu Philip Mignon, seared salmon with traditional Irish champ, sauteed Brussels sprouts, glazed carrots with brown butter and crispy onion rings, followed by sticky toffee pudding and vanilla ice cream to finish. I mean, the one thing that probably jumps out there is just the Irish champ, isn't it? Potatoes.
Well, I suppose it just reads like a menu that was written by someone who doesn't know very much about food, in the sense of like
but
bacon and
wrapped
dates.
You don't want him to serve coddling.
Well, it depends where. Not at all. I mean, we don't serve codlin in here. I mean, there's plenty of great Irish shellfish. I don't even think the prawns he's serving are Irish. I also think bacon-wrapped dates, I mean, I haven't seen them on a menu since the 1970s. So, like, there isn't really... I mean, the tempura, he's leaning into Japan, which is very popular at the moment, with the yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, well, the Wagyu's a big thing, isn't it? It's...
Wagyu, and again, it's a load of money, and it's not as good as Irish beef. I mean, why you wouldn't say, well, let's put a nice piece of Irish beef on the menu? So again, I don't think maybe he's not particularly interested in food. I think because if I was to write a menu, it wouldn't have any of the bog standard traditional things. Of course, it might have some type of potato, but I think it could have plenty of shellfish. fish. We have plenty of great vegetables in Ireland, plenty of great cheeses, a lot of great meats. We have lots of great lamb. And then in terms of the desserts, I mean, sticky toffee pudding, I mean, for me, it is associated with Ireland, but it's probably more on the
JP.
British side.
It's
I think so, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you could have something that played into Irish dairy, like a set cream or buttermilk is a great thing to use for Irish desserts. But again, look, there's lots of chefs in Ireland, not only me, who are using Irish food and doing it in very, very different ways. And it doesn't have to mean that it all has to be Irish. I mean, there's plenty of great chefs in Ireland that are using Irish produce that are not from Ireland. There's some are Japanese, some are French, some are Australian. And so it is a mix. But I just think that the menu for it, just it reads very banal. It reads like someone who's not really interested in food, want to please a lot of people. And if you go into a restaurant like that, you end up nothing is good because the menu's trying to do everything.
Like, it's a £250 sterling a head meal, right? It's reportedly the most expensive champions dinner ever hosted, JP, at £250. And like, my concern today when I heard the Rory McIlroy comments and the whole fuss and furore about it was that I was hoping people weren't going to start suggesting that he'd serve, you know, bacon and cabbage or Guinness stew or, you know, Irish stew or something like this.
I think Irish food has moved beyond those things. I'm sure, like, in many, many people's minds, particularly the North American, it might still be that. But, like, and then also at the same time, you can take those things and turn them into a fine dining dish. You can turn bacon and cabbage into a fine dining dish if you want to. Like, so there's no, the limitation is not on the ingredient. The limitation is on people's perception of Irish food. Because, I mean, pasta and paella, and if you want to take the Japanese or tempura, all of those things can be very, very done very badly, and like street food, and they all can be done at a Michelin star level. So it's not really about the dish in and of itself. And I think, like Ross Lewis in Chapter One, when he fed the Queen, I think he served smoked salmon. They did a black pudding. They did lamb as well. They did a kind of interpretation of lamb stew that was very, very refined. Because at the end of the day, lamb stew is lamb vegetables and a broth, and you can interpret that in any way you can. So I think it's that the kind of jaded kind of stereotypical perception of Irish food. And you know, sometimes I think it's funny that they're all laughing at it, because I'm sure 20 or 25 years ago when people thought about Irish golf, they might have said, well, just what's the point in even thinking about golf? I mean, people will come to Ireland and just play it and we will be like the vehicle for it. So I think it's time that we move beyond this, and I think people like Rory, who are ambassadors for Ireland, should be, I suppose, doing a little bit of research before they make comments to a wider public, because then you have a lot of people who follow Rory will say, oh yeah, of course, there's nothing great about Irish food, because they won't know what they're talking about either, you know.
Yeah, well, he said himself that he was trying to achieve something that, you know, he would enjoy himself, and that it ties back to experiences that he's had, that he wanted the meal to be something that all of the other people in the room would enjoy as well. And, you know, when he made the comment that people keep asking him, why didn't he go more Irish with his choices, he said because he wanted to enjoy the dinner as well himself. I would have thought, though, you know, that he probably has a little bit more on his mind now than what dishes are being selected for this meal.
I think that's why. I mean, you. I suppose you talk to people who know about food, and like, I don't think there's any point in putting on a menu that represents you. I mean, I certainly wouldn't put on a menu that represents me and represents me badly and then try and defend it. I mean, it's a very bad menu. It doesn't represent anything really. It represents a kind of global kind of food influences or food trends. It has a bit of Ottolenghi, bit of Japan. It has elk sliders. I mean, I don't know where they're coming from. but to even serve a slider as a starter in the context
of a
meal,
isn't it?
Yeah, but as a start, it just, like, look, it doesn't really make any sense, and I think he probably should have got a bit more advice, and there's plenty of people in Ireland that could have advised him. And even if he wanted to say, do you know what, I love Italian food, but let's take an Irish spin on it, and what are the Irish products we can fold into that? Because there's loads of Italian restaurants in Ireland for 50 years, and all of them use Irish food. And so I think when we have to move away from this limited 19th century kind of famine stricken view where yeah, we have beef and lamb.
I don't know if bacon and cabbage risotto now, to be honest, or coddle paella would do much for me, but there you go. Chef and restaurateur JP McMahon, we want to hear your views and Rory McIlroy's comments about creating a menu that other people would enjoy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.